It's Siskiyou Music Hall. I'm Don Matthews. Welcome to the Rimsky-Korsakov String Quartet, who are our special guests today and are performing live in the studio in preparation for a concert that's happening tomorrow. That is at 7 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Medford. Doors open at 6:15. We'll tell you more about how to get tickets and all that. But first, I want to congratulate you on your 75th anniversary as a quartet.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm assuming that none of you are from the original group in 1939.
No, not at all.
How are new members added to an ensemble that has been around since for 75 years? How does that process work?
Yeah, actually, if somebody is retired, then the other is coming. That's the colleagues. It's not audition like we hear how the musician is playing. We are hearing how he is together with us. That's why audition is to play with other colleagues.
And so you all study your instruments individually. Is there a study program specifically at the conservatory for string quartets?
Yes, there is a subject, string quartet, mm-hmm. actually. I was invited, for example, I was invited to the quartet because I played a lot with different musicians, different students in conservatory. And then that's why my love to quartet music maybe inspired colleagues and our professor to invite me, for example, me in this. The same was with our cellist, and because he was very involved in this quartet music and conservatory.
My guest, the Rimsky-Korsakov String Quartet, performing tomorrow night, October 4th at 7 at First Presbyterian Church in Medford. The doors open at 6:15, and tickets are available by phone at 541-630-0014 and also at the door. Do you have something you'd like to play for us now?
Yes, sure. We would like to play from the program from tomorrow, Nocturne from the second string quartet by Alexander Borodin.
Thank you.
It's Siskiyou Music Hall. I'm Don Matthews, a special guest, the Rimsky-Korsakov String Quartet. Thank you very much. That was beautifully played. I know that you share a background in your interpretation of Russian music specifically. How does that work when you perform works like, for example, the Borodin, which is a very well-known quartet? Does it influence how you interpret the piece any differently than perhaps another string quartet might do?
I hope it's a little bit different. Even in Russian quartet school, playing, there are different ways to play. There is a very famous Borodin string quartet in Moscow, and there is a very famous St. Petersburg quartet, Taneyev string quartet, and they are very, they have very different ways to play. Especially a Borodin quartet, for example, the second one. And we are graduated at St. Petersburg Conservatory. That's why we are playing a little bit in the St. Petersburg way, St. Petersburg School of Quartet Music. And yeah, but I hope we don't repeat our professors from Taneyev string quartet, but I hope we do something our special.
I understand that you present premieres by young composers in St. Petersburg. Tell me about that process. Do you work with them as they're writing the new work, or do they take your inputs and work with you, or do they just hand you a string quartet and say, here, play this new piece for me?
No, actually, we don't do it a lot. No. We did, but not a lot. Actually, we work together with them, but we, in conservatory, for example, with some students, but we don't want to change their music. This is our way, because some musicians they want to show the composers how it has to be. We are trying to make their music, to play their music, but only if it's really unplayable. But normally, until 99%, we would like to play what they write. Actually,
do you commission music?
No, we prefer the old-fashioned music.
My guest is the Rimsky-Korsakov String Quartet, performing tomorrow night, October 4th at 7 at the First Presbyterian Church in Medford. Doors open at 6:15. Now, you're going to be playing something a little bit later on, a piece by Shostakovich. Is there something in this next piece that we should be listening for, specifically about the piece that might help us to understand maybe how you interpret the work because of your shared, you know, Russian understanding of the music of Shostakovich?
These pieces, Elegy and Polka by Shostakovich, they were written in 1931. It was a special time, the 30s, in Soviet Union, Russia, and that's why maybe they're very different, these pieces. The Elegy is sometimes almost tragic, because it was after revolution, after this terrible years of 20s. The first Elegy is, we could say, dramatic. Some moments were really tragic. And the second piece, Polka, is funny, but sarcastic. Funny. It's not funny, simple funny. It's really sarcastic music, and sometimes it's like in the park. There is a lot of characters. There is a lot of small parts of this polka. They are always changing, and you see one person, then the second. It's like kaleidoscope of characters. The second, the polka.
My guest on Siskiyou Music Hall, the Rimsky-Korsakov String Quartet. Could you take a moment and introduce your colleagues and the instruments that they play?
Yes, sure. The first violin, Mikhail Bondarev. The second violin, Yekaterina Belesova. and cello Anton Andreev, and myself, Alexei Popov, viola.
And how long have you been playing together as a quartet?
Oh, we are playing, we three with my colleagues, violinists, we are playing just 29 years together.
29 years.
And our young colleague, cellist Anton Andreev, he's playing with us just 7 years together.
Rimsky-Korsakov String Quartet performing tomorrow night at First Presbyterian Church in Medford at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6:15. The tickets available by phone, 541-630-0014, and also at the door. First of all, I just want to mention that audio and pictures of the Rimsky-Korsakov String Quartet will be on our website later on today, so you can get a chance to see that. Well, let's hear the Shostakovich. Rimsky-Korsakov String Quartet on Siskiyou Music Hall. I'm Don Matthews. You mentioned something I wanted to touch on a little bit, which is that there, in the Shostakovich, the music sort of reflected perhaps the times that Shostakovich was living in. Certainly between 1939, when the group was formed, and now, much has changed in the way music is made and, well, many ways in Russia. Could you tell me a little bit about how that affects the way you make music?
Actually, changed very much, especially after 1989 with Perestroika, so well-known Perestroika. Yeah, we began to go abroad, to play abroad, a lot of concerts in Europe, and then in United States, we were first time 2003, I think. Now it's just our seventh or eighth venue to United States. Yeah, we are playing a lot of Russian music, but also European music in Europe and United States. But we are playing a lot in St. Petersburg, sure, and we have our interpretation doesn't... doesn't connect with the politics or some events what's happened. Actually, we hope that our interpretation is a little bit higher and more important than politics and all this kind of things.
You might hear a little whispering. That is a translation from Svetlana, who is occasionally helping helping with that. So that's what you're hearing.
Svetlana is a very good friend of ours and very good pianist, Svetlana Smaga.
The Rimsky-Korsakov String Quartet, my guest here on Siskiyou Music Hall. I read recently that you entertained the dignitaries at the G20 meetings.
Yes, it was actually not a very artistic, I think. It was really an accompaniment to this, what's happened. It was not a concert. It was a little bit background.
Background
for happens we played for the wives of the presidents, some husbands of ladies presidents, surely, and they were waiting for the main persons, and we played for them.
Where do you go next?
Yeah, we are going to Seattle, where we have a concert in Benaroy Hall, and then in Tacoma. And then afterwards we are going to Canada, to Vancouver, British Columbia, and then to Boston.
Rimsky-Korsakov String Quartet, my guests. You can hear them in performance tomorrow night, October 4th at 7 at the First Presbyterian Church in Medford. Doors open at 6:15. Tickets available by phone at 541-630-0014 and at the door. And audio and pictures of today's session will be on our website. Thank you so much for coming and being a guest on Siskiyou Music Hall. We really appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
More music with Val in a minute.